Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean one thing. Dwayne Long joins us from the capital city of Ohio. Dwayne, how goes it?
This area, all the way down to where you are, Dan, is starting in the winter without even bothering with fall. So I'm not happy.
Yeah, it's a tad bit nerply out there. We're going to talk about football here today. Just know that the basketball season also starts this evening. The Fighting Chris Holtmans host Akron at 6 p.m. Make sure you check that out. We will be there with bells on, but we're going to talk mostly about football today. First, Dwayne, you've had a few days now to soak in the win over Nebraska, 26-17 on the road. Lots of good, some concerns. Now that you've had a few days to put it in perspective, what do you think?
I think what we're seeing, Dan, well, for one thing, we saw another pretty good defense. What was the one kid's name? Duman?
JoJo Duman.
That kid can play anywhere in the Big Ten. He's a starter. He is all over the field. He's smart. He runs. He's relentless. He's got a great football brain. That kid's just an outstanding football player and caused us all kinds of problems just by himself.
He made Jackson Smith and the Jigba pay for his touchdown as well.
Yeah, he is a really special football player, and he definitely had an impact on this game. I think it just Nebraska's all year, what you've been hearing is, you know, when you're not watching a Nebraska game, is just how the defense is keeping them in it. And the offense just can't get it done. And we saw it again this week. So, we played a better team than we thought they were. There's no way that team should only have three wins. But again, I keep this ugly, ugly word that you just don't want associated with your football team is the word predictable. I think we've fallen into a pattern. A predictability. We're trying to do the same things over and over again. You know, we got a true freshman quarterback, and I believe that we've just gotten so tied to trying to keep it simple for him that we become predictable. When you take the plays we want to run, and then you get enough film of us running those plays to get some idea. When you add in down and distance of what we're going to do, I believe that has really become a problem. And it's going to get worse as we go along because all of a sudden, something we did not predict going into this season has happened. Is we're running into teams, these last three plus the championship game, we are getting ready to go through a meat grinder. We are getting ready to prove ourselves right now, starting this Saturday, because Purdue is as hot as any team in the country. They're coming off two outstanding wins. They beat Iowa at Iowa. That's a damn good defense over there in Iowa. Purdue beat them. And they beat Michigan State. I watched this game. I don't know if anybody else out there in Buckeye Nation did. I watched this game. Purdue was the better team over an undefeated Michigan State team. We're going to have to show ourselves. We are really going to prove ourselves these next few weeks.
You're going to do a deep dive on the Purdue game here in a bit. But first, The offense still is ranked super high in most categories nationally. They've dominated against lesser opponents, but like you said, when they go up against a formidable defense, I'm not going to say they've struggled, but they haven't really been able to blow their doors off, even though it's kind of felt like we've gotten to that point and then not over the top. What do you make of that? Is that just inexperience on offense? Is that just going up against better teams? They just haven't been able to really put it together, a complete offensive effort against a good defense.
Well, I think it is. It's a combination of things. One, we are not doing enough. We're not showing defenses enough. They can settle into a pattern, say, we're pretty sure they're going to do this. We're pretty sure they're going to do that. And then they've got the personnel to make that, to do something about that. And it's a problem, Dan. We cannot continue to be, that's why you have a huddle. You go 10 yards off the line of scrimmage and you come up with a plan. You don't want the other team, the defense, to know what you're doing. Well, when they got a pretty good idea of what you're doing, they got a lot better chance of stopping you, especially if they've got the personnel to do so. We've got to break patterns. And here's another thing. Why did we stop running the football? This offensive line was blowing holes big enough to drive trucks through. And then we stopped running the football. I don't get that. Why are we putting so much on the shoulders of a true freshman quarterback? Let's stop doing that. Let's give the defense something better, something else to see. You know, if he's not the best back in the country, he's one of the top three. Let's let the kid run the football and just keep pounding him. It's a huge line. You're gaining 2 yards in the first quarter. By the fourth quarter, you're gaining 5. Just beat on these guys. We got to just break some patterns here, Dan.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is anybody's fault, but to me, the difference in the offense now, and it was highlighted last night on Monday Night Football when Justin Fields, I thought, played pretty well. There's no threat of the quarterback run. I'm not saying C.J. Stroud should be running. I don't even know if he's good at running the football. I haven't seen it enough, but you need the threat of the quarterback run. That's one of the things that made Justin Fields so dangerous. You know, he did have a highlight run, I think, last week that was straight to Canton, but they had a 3rd and 2 last night, and they ran a boot for him to sprint out and get 3 yards, and he's able to do that. He can get out of traffic and create off the run. CJ just is not creating enough. And I'm not sure if we can even look forward to that. He hasn't shown a proclivity to do it, and they haven't asked him to do it. But when you get into the red zone and the field shrinks, you need another threat in there. And just to me, there's no threat of the quarterback run. A lot of people on the message boards are complaining that he isn't running it because he's been injured. He's being told not to run. That's the reason Henderson's getting keyed on so badly. Until they add the quarterback run in there or some other facet of the offense, it's just not going to be as explosive as it has in seasons past.
Agree 100%. Sometimes it looks like there's this glass barrier and he could get 5 yards. What's he do? He throws it out of bounds. It's really kind of odd. When you think about it, don't worry about, you don't have to go Justin Fields. You don't have to look like you're going to take it to the house when you cross the line of scrimmage. But so many times we've seen this kid throw the ball away, force it into coverage for an incompletion. Even, he hasn't been throwing interceptions, but if you look at it, he forced the ball in there. He's making the mistake once he breaks that pocket, and not good things are going to happen. And he could gain yardage. Just don't. You can teach him, just, you don't have to teach him not to run. What you tell him is get down. When you see somebody coming at you, slide. Giving up a down, just throwing a down away, throwing the ball away, because he's got this, it's almost like a fear of taking off and running. And he looks like a decent enough athlete. No, he's not Justin Fields. Nobody's expecting him to be. But he needs to be told, tuck it and run. When you see green, you see 5 yards, take that 5 yards. Don't throw it away. Don't force it into traffic.
I understand you don't want to be the guy who plays to die, given the fact that Justin Fields may be the best quarterback that's ever played at Ohio State. And you saw last night, he's got a really long future in front of him in the league. But CJ Stroud runs the ball just as well as Dwayne Haskins or better. And Haskins did it just enough to keep you honest. So it's got to be done by scheme if it's not done by pure athletic ability. They need another threat in the red zone. That's why they've gotten bogged down. I want to take a quick break, come back. Purdue chatter.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Dwayne, Purdue, and I wasn't surprised to hear this last week on their broadcast. Purdue is like the upset special. They've got more wins against the top 15, I think, than any other team in history when they're unranked, partially because they've been a middling to bad Big Ten team, and a lot of Big Ten teams are ranked. But Purdue does some things very, very well. They are fifth in the nation in completion percentage. They are fourth in the nation in total completions. They are fourth in the nation in first downs picked up by the pass. I think you see a theme developing here. They are going to be able to move the ball in the air. They have one of the best receivers in the country in David Bell. That's a guy Ohio State offered. What scares you about Purdue? Is it the passing offense? Is it the history? You should certainly be thankful we are not headed to West Lafayette this weekend.
What scares me is right now this team is on such a roll. They're finding ways to win. And the quarterback is playing as well as any quarterback in the country. He's playing very well. What I think is going to be the ace in the hole, this is a football team that is getting to the passer, number one in the country in quarterback sacks. We get to the quarterback. This is not the most mobile guy in the world. We still have just too many question marks in the defensive backfield, the back seven in general, in pass defense. We get a sack. Or it's, oh, what's getting ready to happen now? That's my biggest concern is if they can find a way to block us. I don't like, because I believe that this Purdue team is the best team we're going to play the rest of the regular season because of the fact that they've got a really good quarterback. A quarterback that if he's got time, he's going to hurt you. And he's got a receiver that he can hurt you with.
Now, and David Bell as a receiver is also ready to carry the load. If you look at his statistics, he plays best in big games against big opponents. He's making an NFL push here. But you nailed to me where Ohio State has to exploit Purdue. Ohio State tied with Marshall for most sacks in the country. Purdue is 96th in the country in sacks allowed. They don't do a good job protecting the passer. As an example, they are very pass heavy. Ohio State has 85 first downs via the run and 137 via the pass. Like I said earlier, Purdue has 154 via the pass, but only 44 via the run. They are a pass-heavy team. If Ohio State's able to pin their ears back and get to the quarterback, I think that bodes very well. What does that mean to me? I would love to see Ohio State be very effective in the first quarter and get up 14-0 or score on their first two possessions. We got to put some pressure on Purdue and got to get them into obvious passing situations, and then our talent will take over. All right, Dwayne, another big thing happens tonight. The college football playoff is going to be announced. Ohio State was fifth last Tuesday. What do you believe the top four will be when it is revealed this evening?
Well, I just think that Michigan State's going to drop below Ohio State, and then it's going to scroll up. Ohio State will be number four. Didn't do anything to jump over anybody. You know, we're going to just see Michigan State will drop out, and Ohio State will move in. That's all that's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, so number one will be Georgia. Number two, we expect to be Bama, despite their narrow escape against LSU. Number three will be Oregon. Had a similarly impressive escape at Washington in the rain. And then Ohio State four. But it's clear Ohio State's schedule, and if they went out, they're going to be in the college football playoff. All goals remain intact, Bucknutters. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Have a good one.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.